Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
This is our unit on health. And, of course, health is a big concern for most of us because, well, for some reason, the human body is not perfect. We get sick, we get overweight, we get old, we get terrible diseases and things like that. So we've got to be talking about health all the time. And one thing that we seem to be scared of is fat. Nobody wants to be fat, okay? And we're always trying to figure out ways to get rid of fat if we happen to have too much of it.
This is a hard subject because getting fat is really enjoyable. I mean, think about it. We get to eat yummy food, all the bad foods, you know, that are out there. And of course, my favorite foods are all bad. Not one thing I like is really healthy. Well, maybe avocados.
You don't like broccoli, huh?
I do. I mean, I like it. Is it my favorite food? No. Hot dogs, potato chips, corn
carbohydrates,
chips.
Carbohydrates, salt.
Yeah. I'm a salt person.
Sodium.
Oh, and deep-fried food right there. That's the best.
Wow,
I know.
Bad stuff.
But we got to talk about this because if you want to live a healthy life, you kind of have to watch the fat. So we're going to be talking about the fat fact file. We're going to share some facts. I already know a lot about this because of my own interest, but my dad is always talking about this because he's super healthy. Right now, we're going to read through our lesson and then we'll be back to talk about fat. Many diets and exercise regimes talk about the importance of fat-burning foods and workouts. Therefore, you might be thinking,Why not just stop eating fatty foods altogether? However, it would be a terrible idea to cut out fat completely. Here are some reasons why our body needs fat. The fats in oils, nuts, red meat, and dairy products contain fatty acids, which serve as an energy source for our cells, as well as perform other important functions in the body. We need to consume a certain amount of fat,as there are some fatty acids our body can't produce by itself. These organic chemicals reduce inflammation, regulate cell growth, and control blood pressure. A few can even improve our mood. We also need to eat fat to produce fat tissue, which has several roles in the body. Fat tissue is our main energy storage system. Any fatty acids or sugars that our body has no immediate need for,are stored in fat cells and released when we need more energy. In addition, fat tissue keeps our body warm and forms a protective layer around our bones and organs. It also produces a few important hormones such as leptin, which makes us feel full. In terms of how much fat we need, it's recommended that between 20 to 35% of our daily calories should come from fat.This provides us with all the necessary energy and fatty acids. There are a number of foods that contain the right balance of fatty acids. For example, avocados, nuts, seeds, and oily fish, such as salmon and tuna. While we don't want our body to have too much fat tissue, fat is certainly not bad. It's one of the things we need to live.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. It's Unit 6, and we're talking about the fat fact file. These are facts about fat, and many diets and exercise regimes talk about the importance of fat burning. Okay, now a regime here, that could mean a couple of things. If you're talking about some kind of power-hungry government in a particular country, you could call it the regime.
It uses the military to control the citizens.
There you
go.
So like the regime in North Korea, for example, especially an authoritarian government. But in this particular case, it's like a regimen. It's like a planned system of doing something and an exercise regime. You could also call it an exercise regimen, which is basically your plan for exercising. Every day I'm going to do some weightlifting, I'm going to do some jogging or whatever, I'm going to swim a number of laps in the pool, things like that. That could be part of your exercise regime. And, well, if you go on YouTube and look for some videos about an exercise regime, they might talk about the importance of fat-burning foods and workouts. You may have heard of What is that one? The high-intensity fat-burning workout or something? I can't think of it right offhand. But
oh, what's that? HTTP or something?
I can't think of it right now.
Sorry,
I'll look it up in a second here. But in any case here, yes, these workouts are designed to burn fat, which means to get rid of the fat that you have in your midsection or under your chin or wherever the fat is building up. And you can do that through exercise or you can do it through dieting. Mm-hmm. And you do it by eating these fat-burning foods. You could probably, you know, enter that in Google and you'll get a list of various foods that are designed to burn fat, like broccoli, for example, I think is one. It actually takes more calories to consume broccoli than the broccoli actually has.
You know, this is interesting. Our writer used the word regime, but typically if we're talking about diet and exercise, we'll use regimen, which is a very closely related word. It's a synonym. It means the same thing, but R-E-G-I-M-E-N. But they're both correct. I typically use regimen more when I'm talking about diet and exercise. Regime, where we're talking about political parties and, you know, military systems that try to control people. But they're both correct. So we're talking about how a lot of people focus either on their diet or their exercise or both to try to keep up their, you know, healthy way of life, maybe to keep the fat off or keep it down under a standard, I guess. Anyway, therefore, it says you might be thinking, why not just stop eating fatty foods altogether? But our body needs fat for certain things. We're going to talk about why we actually do need some fat, but we need healthy fat.
Yeah, I think there was some kind of bogus program that came out in the 70s when the government told us that, oh, you got to eat low-fat food. And so, of course, people lowered the fat, but then they started
increased sugar.
Yeah, sugar and carbohydrates went up. So later on, this government agency said, oh, we were all wrong back then. And now fats are considered actually good. And that's fine with me because I'd rather have whole milk in my coffee and not skim milk.
Yeah.
And watch out for the carbohydrates. I guess that's the key now. And yes, indeed, you should not cut out fat completely. And in the next paragraph, we'll talk about some reasons why our body needs fat. And earlier in this paragraph here, we talked about these workouts here. And yes, I did look it up. We were talking about high-intensity interval training, which is when you do these really intense things or segments, and then you rest between them only for a short time, and
so
then you do
HIIT,
the next thing.
HIIT,
HIIT, like jumping jacks, push-ups, lunges, things like that, with a little bit of rest in between. So those that is perhaps an example of a fat-burning workout. Mm-hmm. You should probably check that out yourself. But let's talk about some of the foods that contain fats. The fats in oils, nuts, red meat, and dairy products contain fatty acids, which serve as an energy source for our cells as well as perform other important functions in the body. So we're talking about fats. Usually fat is a non-count noun. How much fat do you get in your daily diet? But if we talk about different kinds of fat, which are different kinds of chemicals, then we can count these. So these are different kinds of chemicals or fats in oils, like, I don't know, olive oil, sunflower oil, etc. Also in nuts, like almonds or pistachios or walnuts. And then we've got red meat, which is from cows or pigs, and also dairy products, milk, yogurt, cheese, etc. All of these contain fatty acids, which is, I think it's the Zhifangxuan. I was going to tell you the definition according to the dictionary, but it would just...
One that's easy.
Oh, did you? Okay.
If you look up in Longman, the dictionary for students like you guys, it says it's an acid that the cells in your body need to use food effectively. So what it means is it helps you process your food better. So we do need fatty acids to be healthy.
And basically, yes, this sentence says that the fatty acids serve as an energy source for our cells.
Mm-hmm.
So they serve as this energy source. That's their service. That's their function. Mm-hmm. That's their purpose, to give energy to our cells. And then also the fatty acids perform other important functions in the body. Here we've got the word perform. That can mean a couple of things. You might perform in front of an audience if you're a singer or something like that. But in this particular case, it means you carry out or accomplish something. You perform a function, and the function is just something that is done. Your computer might have various functions or things that it can do.
Yeah, a lot of things have functions, especially when you're talking about machines. Some machines can do more things than others, but those are functions that it can perform. But our bodies have functions that they have to perform as well in order for us to be healthy. So we need to consume a certain amount of fat, as there are some fatty acids our body can't produce by itself. So our body's able to do a lot of amazing things, but there are certain things it just has to have from outside itself. It can't produce it. So these organic chemicals reduce inflammation, regulate cell growth, and control blood pressure. That's what the fatty acids do, and that's why it's so important for us to get really healthy fats in us. I have to confess that I don't always eat healthy fats. Mm. I eat bad fats a lot of times, but I do like avocados, which is a good fat. Now, when you talk about organic, it just usually means something that's related to farming or gardening where they don't add anything man-made, like chemicals. There's no artificial chemicals that are put on these things. So these are our organic chemicals, and they help our bodies quite a bit. Inflammation is when something inside your body swells up, that's really bad for you. And part of the problems we have with the diseases later in life have to do with inflammation. You want to keep that inflammation down, so that will help there. If you regulate something, you control it, so you don't get too much or too little. It's regulated. Cell growth is how fast those cells grow. And then our blood pressure is very important, because if you have high blood pressure, Gaoxue Ya, you can either have a heart attack or stroke.
And that's no good, and we don't want that to happen to you. So again, these are organic chemicals, which means they come from living matter, like plants are organic.
They're natural.
Whereas, say, granite or other kinds of rock are inorganic, but in this case, they reduce that inflammation and regulate or control the cell growth and control your blood pressure so you don't have a heart attack. And a few of these fatty acids can even improve our mood.
Wow.
So if you have a hot temper, you're a firecracker, you get angry easily, maybe these fatty acids might be the solution for you to calm down and enjoy your life and quit being so uptight all the time. Well, that brings us to the halfway point in our lesson. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天的文章要来看看脂肪的秘密。首先呢，在第一句里面提到说，很多的饮食跟运动的养生法都说到要燃烧脂肪。第一个空格要考考同学的是语义的转成词。后面的句子提到 You might be thinking, why not just stop eating fatty foods altogether? 你可能会想说，那要不要干脆就停止吃所有这些会让你发胖的食物呢？因为前面叫做我们要那么消脂的食物跟运动，所以你会有这样子的思考。所以在这里有前因后果来搭配文意的话，第一题的标准答案我们就可以选择 B 选项 therefore 有因此的意思。接着来看到第二个空格的句子，写着 Here are some reasons blank to fat. 在这里呢，就告诉你一些原因跟理由。什么原因跟理由？事实上，我们的身体呢，还是相当的需要脂肪。在这里的第二题是考考同学对于间接疑问句的用法。其实间接疑问句的作用在句子里面就当作是名词，要注意一下它的字的排列顺序。我们其实就像一般直述句一样，用主词加动词再加受词，而你只要把疑问句放在最前面就可以了。所以搭配句法的结构，第二题我们正确的字排列顺序应该选择 C 选项 Why our body needs fat。第三个空格的句子写着 We need to blank three a certain amount of fat as there are some fatty acids our body can't produce by itself. 在这里告诉我们，我们是需要怎么样，那么一定的特定数量的脂肪，原因就在于呢，有一些脂肪酸是我们的身体没有办法自行制造的。我们来看看第三题的 A 选项 insult 侮辱羞辱 B consume 吃喝 C assume 猜测、臆测。D, consult, 向什么咨询。在这里搭配文意，告诉我们我们必须要吃一些固定数量的脂肪，帮助我们身体呢，才会有脂肪酸。所以搭配文意，第三题标准答案就选择 B 选项 consume。第四个空格，前面提到呢，这些有机化学物质可以帮助我们的身体。A few can even blank for our mood。那么甚至呢，有一些脂肪酸啊，可以让我们的心情怎么样？在这里似乎都是讲对身体有益的。所以我们来看看第四题 ,A, declare, 宣告 ,B,Replace, 替代 C, threaten, 威胁 D, improve, 改善使变得更好那么有一些脂肪酸甚至可以改善我们的心情让心情变得更好搭配句意第四题的标准答案就选择 D, improve
We're going to take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right backWelcome back, guys. We're talking about the fat fact file, the FFF, the triple F. Most of us hear fat and we think, oh, no, that means, you know, we got to talk about dieting or exercise. We're actually talking about why our bodies actually need fat. And that's a good thing. There are good fats and bad fats. We're going to focus on the good fats today.We need something called fatty acid in our body, which helps our cells grow. It reduces that swelling called inflammation. It helps our cells grow, the way they should. If they grow too fast, you might get cancer. That's not a good thing. And it also, those fatty acids can help control blood pressure. And some even can improve our mood. As we went to the break, I was telling Tom, if you're hungry because you're dieting and starving and you're not eating enough fat,You're kind of in a bad mood. So that really does a lot of good things. We're going to talk about the positives today. In our third paragraph, it starts out by saying, we also need to eat fat to produce fat tissue. And that's a pretty important part as well. We've been talking about fatty acids, now fat tissue. Inside our bodies is a lot of different kind of tissue. You can't see it. Our skin's covering the tissue. But that has several roles in the body. First of all, fat tissue is our main energy storage system. So when you eat fat, whatever part of that fat you don't need immediately goes into a fat cell and it stores there for later use when you need more energy. So when you store something, it means you take the extra stuff and you put it somewhere until you need it. I have a storage facility in the United States where I've stored furniture and things that I own that I don't want to use here in Taiwan. That's a storage facility. We might have extra storage in our homes, like closets or in the attic when you can put away extra things you're not using.
That's right. Or in your computer, you've got lots of data, lots of files, videos and photos and stuff. You need to figure out a storage system. Are you going to store everything on external hard drives? Mm-hmm. Are you going to store them online or burn them to DVD discs or something like that? That's all having to do with storage. But in this particular case, we're talking about the storage system in our bodies. The fat tissue stores that energy. Any fatty acids or sugars that our body has no immediate need for are stored in fat cells and released when we need more energy. So, yes, indeed, you eat food and you get energy from the food, but there's going to be a certain amount of food or energy left over, and the body wants to keep it. Hey, we might need this. You know, we should save this for a rainy day. So the body decides to store this stuff in the fat cells, and then we get it when we need more energy for running a marathon or something or working overtime until 2 in the morning or something like that, we might get that energy from the fat cells then.
So in addition, this fat tissue keeps our body warm. That's what helps keep you warm in those, on those cold winter nights, that fat that surrounds you and forms a protective layer around our bones and organs. Yeah, but I also learned if you have too much fat around those organs, that's not good. That's pretty scary. A layer is simply one level of something. So it's got... it's got some duties to perform to give us more energy, to keep us warm, and then to protect our bones and organs. That fat's pretty good. If you've ever seen someone who's really skinny, I was pretty skinny when I was a kid. I was so skinny, I couldn't buy clothes in the store. My mom always had to make them smaller because I was really tiny. And so when I'd fall, I would hurt more than my brother who had more fat on him.
Oh, no.
So the fat does help you if you fall down. So it also produces a few important hormones, such as leptin. If you've been paying attention to the news, guys, you know what leptin is. It's a hormone that makes us feel full. So if you don't have enough leptin, you just keep eating and eating and eating. So hormones are the substances that are produced within our own body, and our body uses them for different functions, you could say. But leptin is something you definitely want a lot of.
You should probably do some research, though. Of course, some people think, leptin's important, some people don't, etc. It's quite controversial, but in any case, check it out. And again, leptin is one of many different kinds of hormones in the body. This one helps you feel full.
Uh-huh.
Now, in terms of how much fat we need, it's recommended that between 20% to 35% of our daily calories should come from fat. So as we live and breathe and go through our daily activities, we need to have a certain amount of energy, and we get that energy from calories, but we can get the calories from different sources, and I guess some kind of nutrition institution or something has recommended that we should get these calories from 20 to 35%, or at least 20 to 35% of our calories should come from fat. That is what someone has recommended. The verb is to recommend. That just means to say that something is favorable. You put forward some information and you're approving of this thing. You know, a government agency will recommend that you pay your taxes before a certain date, for example, so you don't have to wait in line.
Yeah.
They will recommend. And then the noun form is a recommendation. So you might get a recommendation from a teacher, an employer, and you can use that recommendation to try to get into a good college or get a better job in the future.
Yeah, so this is something you often hear from different governments. 20 to 35% of our daily calories come from that fat. Calorie is a unit of heat that your body needs to use up or to burn off whatever you ate. I look at calories every day. So you want to keep, for women, it's usually between 1,500 and 2,000 calories a day. If you're bigger, stronger, if you have more muscle, you can eat more, guys. So lift weights. That'll give you more food. This provides us with all the necessary energy and fatty acids. There are a number of foods that contain the right balance of fatty acids. If you talk about the balance of something, you're usually talking about how much of each thing you need. So maybe the balance between work and play is off. Maybe you work too much. You don't play as much as you should. So you need to balance that out. Maybe distribute what you do more evenly. So you've got a balance of fatty acids that you can find in the following foods. These are good fats. We often refer to them just as good fats. Avocados, yum. Nuts, Tom talked about that. Seeds, oily fish, salmon and tuna are, and mackerel. I know mackerel is good too. So these fish that are oily, they have more of those omega-3 fatty acids. They're really good for you.
That's right. And of course, there are different kinds of fatty acids, and you don't want to have too much of one and not enough of another. So that's why we have a good balance of these different kinds of fatty acids in the foods we just mentioned here. While we don't want our bodies to have too much fat tissue, fat is certainly not bad. It's one of the things we need to live. So yeah, we don't want to have too much fat tissue. I guess if you get that fat in there and you create more fat cells, the body will not get rid of them in the future. So basically, don't let yourself get fat, because if you do, and if you stay fat for too long, you will never be skinny again.
That's not true, but it's very hard to get it off. So if you can
keep it off,
keep yourself under control, it's going to be easier as you get older, because it's harder to lose weight when you're older. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着来看到第五题空格。 any fatty acids or sugars that our body has no immediate need for are stored in fat cells. And blank five, when we need more energy. 在这里先请同学们从 sugars 后面的 that 开始刮号，刮到 for 用来修饰前面的 acids or sugars， 也就是说任何我们人体没有急需要的脂肪酸或糖分，这里真正的动词出现了， are stored in fat cells， 都会被储存在脂肪细胞里。 and， 然后我们要用 and连接两个同样的形态，前面是 stored in fat cells， 那么有需要能量的时候，这些脂肪酸跟糖分就会被释放出来。所以搭配句法结构跟文意，在这里第五题我们要选择 A 选项 released， 表示这些糖分跟脂肪酸被释放出来，然后也对称前面的 stored VPP 的形式。所以第五题的标准答案就选择 A 选项。接着来看到第六个空格， In addition, fat tissue keeps our body warm and forms a and blank six layer around our bones and organs. 事实上呢，这些脂肪的组织呢，也会在我们的骨骼跟器官外形成一个怎么样子的一层来保护它们呢？那当然呢，它这些器官跟骨头都需要有一层的保护。第六题可以选择 C 选项 protective， 就是有保护性的。其他的选项 A emotional 情绪的， B reluctant 不情愿的， D obedient 服从的，都不符合文意。最后一题第七个空格， There are blank seven foods that contain the right balance of fatty acids， 这里告诉我们事实上有很多的食物呢，它都含有这些适当平衡的脂肪酸。要考考同学文法咯， food 在这里用 s 表示是复数，我们要选择一个呢可以有很多的意思又可以加复数名词的，那么正确答案第七题就选择 A 选项 a number of 加上复数名词，就是有许多的意思。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. We hope that all of you can maintain a healthy lifestyle. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.